Hello, this is Harold Ogle, JSR Program Manager for the Java Community Process Program Management Office. Today I'm going to be talking to you about the basics of the expert group nomination process. JSRs that have not produced a final release have a group of JCP members who collaborate on the development of the specification. This is called the expert group. I will get into particulars in a moment, but in general, anyone interested in contributing to the development of such a JSR may submit a nomination form, essentially applying for a position on the expert group. The nomination is then reviewed by the specification lead or leads, if there are more than one for that JSR. The spec lead decides whether he wants the nominee on the group, and the program management office indicate whether a given nominee is legally permitted to serve on the expert group. When a nominee is approved by both the spec lead and the PMO, he is automatically added to the expert group, thus gaining access to a private area of the jcp.org website for that expert group. Now, I'll go into specifics. First, you need to find the nomination link. If you look at a given JSR's detail page and you scroll down under the stages and milestones of the JSR, you'll see a link saying, I would like to join this expert group. Click on that link, it will bring up a form that you fill out to submit a nomination. That form includes your name, various contact information, but also your qualifications for the expert group and the qualifications of the JCP member you represent if you are applying as a representative of a company or organization. Now, if you already have a JCP login, you can use it on the nomination form to pre-populate part of it. The JCP login is unique to you as an individual, and as such, it's different from the JCP member login information you received when you became a JCP member. You do not have to be a member to submit a nomination, however, but you do have to be a member in order to get onto the expert group. Some people like to know that they would be accepted onto the expert group before they review and sign the Java Specification Participation Agreement, which is the legal document that grants JCP membership, and that's fine if you want to do it that way. At any point after the initial draft is posted, the early draft review, a spec lead may decide to close an expert group, and that would remove the link, I would like to join this expert group, from the JSR detail page. However, nominations to that expert group are still possible. To do so, you contact the spec lead directly using the contact information located further down the JSR detail page. At that point, the spec lead will confirm with the program management office that you are wanted on the expert group, and then the PMO will approve your nomination even though the expert group is closed, if the spec lead has confirmed. So, spec leads and how they vote. Every time a nomination is submitted for a given JSR, an email notification is sent to the spec lead or leads of that JSR, letting them know that they have a nomination to vote on. In addition, the spec lead can go to the expert group private page and check the list of nominations that are currently open. That is where they vote. Spec leads follow that link, and they're presented with a list of open nominations for their expert group. You scroll through that list, review the qualifications of the nominees, and then use a little pull-down menu that you have for spec lead vote to select the desired vote you want to cast. Once you've selected it, you click a little button underneath each nomination that's labeled vote to submit and lock in the vote that you wish to cast. The following votes are possible. A dash means you have not looked at the nomination yet. A Y means you want the nominee on the expert group. An N means you do not want the nominee on your expert group. A P means that the nomination is pending. You should use the P anytime you look at a nomination and you haven't yet made up your mind. Or if you are asking the nominee follow-up questions on their qualifications. You should vote P in these cases because the system will send you reminder email messages if nominations sit without a vote for too long, and that can seem like spam and just clutter up your inbox. So if you've actually seen the nomination, you're not going to vote yes or no on it, please vote P. Now, when you're considering which vote to cast, you should never base your vote on whether a nominee can legally participate. That is our job to worry about in the program management office. You just concern yourself with the question of whether you want the person on your expert group. Now, the PMO will follow up with any nominations that are not legally able to participate on the expert group. These fall into three categories. The first category are nominees without a valid JSPA on file. If you haven't filled out the applicable legal agreement, you cannot participate on the expert group. We'll help you with pointers on how to submit the correct agreement. The second category is nominees from a short list of embargoed or terrorist countries. The U.S. State Department will not allow us to let people from embargoed countries participate. We'll contact the nominee with that information. The third and last category is when an expert group is closed. The only way a nominee can be added to a closed expert group is if the spec lead contacts us in the PMO to explicitly allow the addition. Once you are added to an expert group, that is, the spec lead has voted yes and the PMO has indicated that you can legally participate, you will receive an email message with your JCP login information, which you can immediately use to access the expert group private page. In addition, your email address will be added to a private mail list for the expert group. Once you are added to that mail list, you can send mail to the alias and you will receive mail, any mail that is sent to that alias, to your email address. You can send mail, but in order to do so, you must send from the same email address that you used in your nomination. The system has no way of knowing any of your other email addresses. If your email address should change, when your employer changes how the domain is formatted, for instance, you should contact the spec lead of your JSR directly with your new address and ask him to change it. Spec leads should note that nominations older than 3 months disappear from the site. So if you are considering a nomination for more than 90 days, you will need to have the expert resubmit his nomination before you could vote on it. This concludes the basics of expert group nominations. If you have any questions, please feel free to contact the Program Management Office by sending email to pmo@jcp.org. Thank you for your time.